Good Sunday morning and welcome to the first Sunday radio worship in 2021. Today's the 3rd of January. This is the worship service of the Third Presbyterian Church in the Enos Park neighborhood of Springfield, Illinois. Please listen as we begin our worship with Helen Ely on the sanctuary organ with our prelude. Please join me in our opening prayer. Lord, it's a new year. There's much to remember from last year and certainly much to forget. As we begin this journey in this new year, we pray that as we gather on this day of worship, you would speak to us. In this time of Epiphany, will you open our hearts and our minds and our souls to your worship this day, that we may experience an aha moment in our walk in faith. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Let's continue as we listen to the TPC singers as they bring us a hymn written by John Sammis in 1886. The story is told that Reverend Sammis was an evangelist with the Dwight Moody organization. And at a revival, one of the members stood up in the crowd during one of the altar calls and proclaimed, "Preacher, I'm not sure I understand all of this, but I'm willing tonight to trust and obey." That inspired Sammis to write the hymn, Trust and Obey. This morning to a familiar story found in Matthew 3 from verses 13 through 17. It's Matthew's account of the baptism of Jesus. Please listen to these words. "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' Jesus replied, 'Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.' Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" May God bless the reading of this gospel message this day. Amen. Our TPC praise team now leads us in a version of the song In Christ Alone, written more recently in 2001 by the worship team leaders of Keith Getty and Stuart Townsend. In an interview, Getty said the song came about one evening after a worship event when he and Townsend were just playing with some words and melodies. They decided to write about the life, death, and resurrection of Christ and the implication for all of us. Please listen to our version of In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God who satisfied for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
There in the ground his body lay, light of the world like darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, but with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Please pray with me this morning. Lord, let the words which now come from my mouth and the meditation which falls on all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and remind us today that you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. A young man asked, and she accepted his offer to go on a date. He was smitten by her, and so he really wanted to impress her on their first date. He took her to the edge of a large lake and told her he was going to row her to an island in the middle of the lake where he had prepared a wonderful picnic lunch. She got in, he rowed to the island, and they sat down for a nice picnic lunch. The problem, however, was in his haste to get everything ready, he forgot a few things, and so one of the things he forgot were plates and eating utensils. So he quickly excused himself, rowed back across the lake, got the missing supplies, and quickly rowed back to the island. As they got into the meal, he discovered they had nothing to drink. Back across the lake. One more trip would happen before their time together was over, and then, full of sweat and exhausted, he rowed his date back to the shore. After the date was over, he had an epiphany, an aha moment. Something needed to be done about this rowing, and since his name was Clarence Evinrude, and he was a machinist, he spent the next several months inventing a motor for boats. In 1937, a 32-year-old man by the name of Buckminster Fuller was standing on the shores of Lake Michigan in the middle of winter and about to throw himself into the ice-cold waters. He wanted to end his life. His first child had just died. He was bankrupt, jobless, and he'd been totally discredited. As soon as he stood there, he had an epiphany, an aha moment. He realized his life had an impact on others, such as his wife and daughter. He thought maybe there was something he could do, and he did that for the next 54 years. And he became one of the most well-known architects, inventors, and futurists in America. And in fact, the use of the geodesic dome for radar installations is attributed to his design. We all have had these moments of epiphany, or what we call aha moments. One for me was when I was 16. I, like most guys in the early 70s, decided I was going to learn to play the guitar so I could impress the girls, start a rock band, and travel the world playing sold-out concerts. Well, none of that happened, except learning to play the guitar. I remember buying a cheap guitar from a pawn shop, and with a book from Mel Bay, I tried to play chords. It was brutal. I tried several days in a row, and it just kept sounding terrible. I was going to give up, and then I decided to give it one more try. And when I sat down, I was suddenly able to play all of the three chords that I had learned. And I was able to play them without a problem, and it actually sounded sort of good. It was an aha moment for me, an epiphany. And I went on to learn many chords and play the guitar. And even today, I play the guitar with our praise team at TPC. Our reading for today in this season we call Epiphany is a sort of aha moment for Jesus. In the season of Epiphany, we celebrate the arrival of the travelers from the East, the baptism of Jesus, and the performance of his first miracle at Cana. All aha moments. Today, we look at the one that happened directly to Jesus, his baptism. Matthew shares with us this aha moment. It really began with a relative of Jesus named John, who was the son of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Remember, they both had been informed that their son would do something great. That great was to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. John took on the responsibility of initiating a ritual cleansing by immersion in the river. People came from near and far, lined up on the shore, for John to do his baptism. In the Matthew text, we read where Jesus arrives from Galilee to be baptized in this Jordan River, and at first, John is hesitant because he reaches that aha moment right away. He understands this Jesus to be the Messiah, and he doesn't need to baptize him for cleansing because he was, after all, already clean. Theologians have debated this moment and have argued back and forth about why was Jesus baptized. Well, that's a topic for another sermon. I want to focus on what happened when John finally baptizes Jesus. A dove descends from the heavens, and a voice proclaims, "This is my son. It is in him whom I love, and in him I am pleased." That was an aha moment. It was for John, for Jesus, for all of those who were present, and thanks to Matthew, it's an aha moment for us to read about today. I think not only do we experience aha moments in our lives, but we also need aha moments in our lives, just like the one we just read about. We need to see a descending dove. We need to hear the voice of God. We need assurance the Messiah has come into the world, and the Messiah is going to be there for each one of us. Dick Edmonds is a theologian and an ardent golfer. I suppose because of both of those things, I can relate to him. He wrote this humorous poem that appeared in Golf Digest a few years ago. This is what it said. I bought a set of brand new clubs and rushed out to the tee. The brand new clubs were really great, but I'm the same old me. We need to experience the epiphany of Jesus coming into our lives. We need this one who was loved by God, in fact called the Son of God, the one who was pleasing to God. We need over and over each day aha moments when we experience the presence of God in our lives to remind us that everything is going to be all right, because each day we need to wake up from the same old me. Many have expressed having God bring us an aha moment or an epiphany is something what has been called a wake-up call. Even the Apostle Paul understood that. Listen to what he says in Ephesians 5, starting with verse 14. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine in you. Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Gene Tipps is an Eagle Scout, and he was an excellent student in both high school and junior college, making the dean's list several times. On his way home from his graduation, he was involved in a terrible car accident riding as a passenger in a car driven by a friend. The accident put Gene into a coma. It was determined that he was not in a vegetative state, but in what they called a permanent coma. His family took care of him every day. They talked to him, gave him physical therapy. They even moved his mouth so he could chew food. And they prayed every day for his recovery. One afternoon in May, after having emergency surgery for an infected gallbladder, Gene suddenly sat up from his bed and asked if his mom had returned his graduation robe. He had emerged from the coma, and it only took 8 years. He would say when the accident happened, LBJ was president, and when he woke up, it was to the smile of Jimmy Carter, and he slept all through the Nixon years. He also said before the accident, he sold gas at a gas station where he worked for 25 cents a gallon, and he couldn't figure out what on earth happened to the price of gas. One thing he was certain about, God was responsible for waking him up. God was his wake-up call. It was his aha moment. It was his epiphany. He never forgot that, and after working for the school district for some 20 years, the coma had left him with some disability. He finally had to retire and live on with that disability. But that didn't stop him. Every Monday through Friday, he would deliver Meals on Wheels to help people because it was God who helped him. His aha moment literally woke him up physically, and it also woke him up spiritually. And he lived as a wise person, making the most of every opportunity. I suppose the question this morning is, are you spiritually asleep? Do you need to experience the descending dove and the voice of God? And as we begin this new year of 2021, I encourage you to draw close to Jesus Christ, to embrace God's love and grace, and to not fall asleep, but to allow God to bring you aha moments every day. With God's help, you will make the most of every opportunity. That's my prayer for this first Sunday of this new year, for you, for our church, and for all those who struggle to stay spiritually awake in a world full of stress and struggle. May each one of you experience an abundance of epiphanies in this new year. Amen and amen. Please listen to the TPC Praise Team with Grace Ann Prince taking the lead vocal on this Lauren Daigle song from 2018. This song may sound familiar because in this past Christmas season, the song was sung in the background for all the Salvation Army commercials. It is called Rescue.
You are not hidden. Never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night, is true. I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath.
For listening to our radio worship each week on Sports Radio 1450 AM and 92.3 FM. If you missed any of our Christmas worship programs, the Glorious Night of Music on the 20th and our Christmas Eve service, we have posted both of those on our Facebook page at Third-Presbyterian Church. We bring back our TPC singers as they lead us in a hymn written in 1879 by a congregational pastor named Washington Gladden. He was active in various movements after the Civil War to treat everyone equally and to bring justice to all people. He found much support in his activities in bringing together labor and management in the business and manufacturing world to simply learn to get along. Please listen to this hymn titled, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. Invite our listeners now to join me in our morning prayer. And at the end, I want to lead us all in the Lord's Prayer. Now, we Presbyterians are about the only ones that say debts and debtors. So please repeat it with me in the version most common to your tradition. Let's pray. Holy God, we are at the beginning of a new year. Perhaps, as Paul thought about it, the start of a new race. And we should take Paul's advice to forget those things that come from behind and move forward towards the prize in Jesus Christ. Help us race forward with an openness to experience your presence in our lives and opportunities every day to experience an epiphany. As we face the many choices and sometimes difficult situations before us that will come this new year, become for us that still small voice and still small ways, and sometimes in bold proclamations that you are a God who loves us, redeems us, and prepared for us not only an eternal life, but also a life filled with abundancy. Lord, listen to the cries of your people in this radio audience, those who dwell in the Springfield area, and those who live beyond. Help us as your followers to not fall asleep, but rather be motivated and emboldened by those aha moments when we recognize that in our walk in faith, we simply get it. Now refresh, renew, and restore our spirits with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in faith, forgive as Christ has forgiven us, and help those who are struggling in a variety of times and places experience epiphanies in their lives. In the name of the risen one who taught us to pray, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today, as we use the baptism of Jesus as a theme for our worship, we are sent out today with the a cappella singers doing this song written in 1982 by Canon Sayward. He combines the text found in Hebrews 1:14, Romans 6:3-5, and Ephesians 4:4-6. To celebrate our oneness in Christ, particularly in our baptism. Please listen to Baptized in
the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King. Heirs of salvation. Trusting his promise, faithfully now God's praise we sing.
In just a moment, we'll be concluding our radio broadcast for this week. But before we end, I wanted to mention something about our postlude today, played on the organ by Helen Ely. She will be playing a song titled Look to the East, which is a carol written by Anne Kerr Hall. Anne was an organist and choir director for many years in the Springfield area, and each year she would write a carol for Christmas as a card for her family and friends. This one was written in 1999. Anne was a close friend of Helen, and so we may hear more of her music over the year. Well, another half hour has flown by today, and we thank you for listening to our radio worship. We could not do this program without the support of Helen Ely on our organ and piano, with Jeff Prince as the TPC music director, the TPC praise team, TPC singers, and the TPC a cappella singers. We couldn't do it without the technical support of our production assistants, Daquan Stamps and Scott Humphreys, to Seth Hood, our production engineer, and to that ever-amazing Matt Miller, who handles all our post-production editing. I'm the Reverend Dr. John Shear, and I'm fortunate to be the pastor here at TPC. We will see you next week, so have a blessed week, and please remember to stay safe out there.